Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the Great Commission, Jesus' instruction to his disciples and to us as disciples of those disciples a few generations removed, to go. Or as we go. But the command in this Great Commission is to make disciples. And we do that by baptizing, immersing them into Christ, by teaching them to obey everything that Jesus had commanded, and by living with an awareness of His presence to help us, to guide us, to lead us in how we make disciples, how we be disciples. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week and actually the broadcast part of the month. As we come back next Monday, it will be October. And so we're wrapping up with talking and praying about teaching faithfully. And Matthew 22, verse 16, talks about the way Jesus taught. And I think it's an important aspect of teaching obedience to God as well as to teach faithfully. Matthew 22:16 says, "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not swayed by people because you pay no attention to who they are." The people had noticed that Jesus had taught differently, and you'll find various statements by the crowds and individuals that the teaching that Jesus would do was so different than what they were accustomed to in almost every way imaginable. At one time, they said that he taught with authority, not like the teachers, their teachers of the law. And here he's teaching with integrity the Word of God, the way of God, that does not show favoritism or partiality. That's what he's getting at when he says he pays no attention to who people are. It's not that he doesn't notice people. He notices them more intently and honestly than anyone else could. But he doesn't allow that to influence the message, the heart of the message. It may direct what he teaches. But on one topic, there's not a different teaching for some people and another for others based on, well, who they are, based on what race they are, based on what income they have. This teaching faithfully is a matter of staying true to God's word and not being influenced to change it because someone doesn't like it. But the difficulty many times for us to be able to teach faithfully without partiality, without favoritism, is, well, we have to learn. It's pretty difficult to teach something that we have not learned. I think I've shared this story before, but 23 years ago, when I came to South Bend, I taught for most of a year a fifth grade class here at Michiana Christian School. And I discovered something I had not realized, and it really caught me off guard, is that the things that I was able to do naturally that had required very little work from me when I was in school were things that were very difficult for me to teach. Math was an easy subject for me. It was automatic. It just somehow in my brain, everything added up, so to speak, and it clicked. And here I'm trying to teach fifth graders some math concepts that I hadn't really learned. They just existed in my mind. English and grammar, on the other hand, it took a little effort in school. And I discovered, because those were things that I had learned and had to continue to learn, they were somehow easier to teach. And when we look at what it means to make disciples as we go about life, to immerse them into Christ, to teach them everything Jesus commanded, it becomes imperative that we learn everything Jesus commanded. We not get focused on wanting to be a teacher of God's Word as much as we focus on wanting to be a learner of God's Word. It's at the heart of being a disciple of Jesus. It's our desire to learn from Him and to practice His way of life. And when we take that on in an intentional way, we become better equipped to teach everything that He commanded, because we've learned it, or we're in the process of learning it. So we gaze deeply into God's Word, not as some have done and as some did in the midst of God's Word, to justify ourselves, but to transform ourselves more and more into the image of Christ every day. And so we choose to hold fast to God's Word, to not let the winds of culture sway us, but to believe that what God said was true then, it's true now, it will be true in the future. This faithful teaching says God's Word is the final authority. And when we begin to live like that, we find that this teaching faithfully is not simply us spouting off words, but it's us living a way of life that becomes instructional. Many times we'll look at an individual and something that they're accomplishing, and it draws our attention, and it may not be even someone that we know, someone that we've ever heard, but we begin to pay attention and watch. And if it's something that we want to learn, it's something that we want to do, it isn't long before we start to imitate as best as we can what it is they're doing. And so it's important to use words, but it's important to live life. And we teach faithfully, without partiality or without prejudice, without favoritism, when our life matches our words. And our actions are being seen as that which reflects the truth of God's Word in its entirety. In times that we live life in a way, in our interactions with others, that, well, maybe our life reflects more of the correction that we need. And we learn to grow in balance and not only reflect and teach the correction that is required in order for us to repent, in order for us to be transformed, but it also teaches the love and the mercy and the forgiveness. We teach faithfully when we include the whole counsel of God's Word. And it's so easy to cherry pick verses out of Scripture that we like and kind of ignore those that we're not so fond of, to cherry pick those which are easy to hear and kind of ignore those that people don't want to hear. You see, we typically don't like rejection by others, and so it's very tempting to model to mold our message based on their audience. And God's desire is that we would teach faithfully. Yes, we understand our audience. Yes, we speak to who they are and where they're at and how they can best hear and understand the truth. But the truth stays the truth. And we teach faithfully because God's word is faithful, just as He is faithful. And so we make disciples as we go about life when our teaching through our words and through our action faithfully adhere to what we have seen and what we have heard, what we have touched, what we have handled, what we know from God. Because we've experienced through His Word, through His Spirit, through our relationship with Him. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You love us enough to give us the instruction that we need in order to repent and be transformed. In order to come into relationship with You as not simply as servants, but as children. And so, Father, we choose to serve because we love You. We love You because You first loved us. And God, as we look into Your Word, as we look at the people around us, may we be recommitted today to teach faithfully the truth of Your Word, the truth of who You are, the truth of how we come into relationship with You. Father, forgive us for those times where we hold back. Not because it's not the right time, not because it's an inappropriate thing, but because we're fearful of what people might think. Forgive us of those times where we don't simply change our methods, but we choose to change the message of Your Word based on who we're talking to. May we learn from Jesus. May the teaching that we do be that which has no partiality, no prejudice, no favoritism, but that which holds fast to the truth of Your Word. And Father, as we understand and grow in the full counsel of Your Word, may we be deliberate in sharing it in that same manner. The correction, the rebuke, the transforming nature of how we're called from death to life. But also the love and the forgiveness, the mercy, the tenderness, the compassion. May it all be a part of what we teach because it's all a part of what we've learned. And Father, as we live life and as we consider the world around us, as we understand the nature of people and the nature we ourselves have come out of, may our message be clear, may it be true, may it be filled with integrity that says all people can find hope and forgiveness and mercy when they come in obedience to Jesus. The same hope and forgiveness and mercy that we found through our relationship with Jesus is available to all who would live with that same desire. Father, as we take hold of this great commission, may we grow in our ability to teach everything that Jesus commanded, because we're growing not only in our learning, but in our obedience to everything He commanded. Father, as we go about life making disciples, as we immerse people into Christ, as we teach everything that Jesus commanded, may we do so with that full awareness and confidence that He indeed is with us to the very end of the age. Father, as we live with His presence within us, may we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.